what I'm interested in is also this, nowadays everybody travels all the time. You know, you've just got a few days off, so you whiz off to France or whatever.
Yes.
Did you travel as much in those days?
Not during the war, you couldn't.
No.
There were a very limited number of buses to go any distance. Daddy Garlic, another family, he used to run a removals business, and he had two very, very old coaches. Very old coaches. The sort that used to have ladders up the back and put your suitcases in a rack on the roof, you know, which some of our schoolboys, given half a chance, if he stopped anywhere in the village, we'd climb up the ladder and get on the rack and go for, God knows what would happen if he'd have set off for London or anything. But he used to do a lot of the conveying. For instance, I think one afternoon a week, the boys used to go to carpentry lessons in Uckfield. Another Daddy Long, Mr. Long, who had to be called Daddy Long for some reason, I used to do those. Not just East Housley, but most other, of a certain age, from the, that's probably later on in the war, when we were quite a bit older. And the girls used to go, I don't think we went on the same day. I used to go to cookery lessons in Uckfield. But then I think it was decided that they could learn just as much by going to the dinner ladies in the tin shed at the back and learn how to cook than they did in going to Uckfield. But no travelling.
I mean, would you go to Brighton or Eastbourne or London?
Not during the war. Not
so
during the war.
Pretty much village boundary.
Oh, yes. And like round about Ayr, Mavis and I, Ayr age, you'll notice that you either married village girls or girls within cycling distance. I used to have to cycle, well, I didn't, I'd got motorbikes by then, but Wardren, Mavis was, you see. And Bill Hazelden again, Wardren, her sister. And no end of boys my age. Although Sid Russell, who again we're talking about with the three boys, three girls and two, I think he met his girl, and I think Sid went or cycled, nearly all cycling in those days, to Rotherfield, to the Rotherfield Carnival. There were quite a few spread around various, Rotherfield, Crowborough, Uckfield, I can't remember them all, Mayfield. And that was where he met his wife, which made it a bit awkward for courting, having to go up there.